Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Happy Valentine's Day! Yay! Oh man, what a great way, actually. What a better way to celebrate love, the day of love, than to actually encounter the person of love, and that person is God. The Bible says God is love, and He fills us with love so that we can go out into the world and love those around us. And that's what we get to do here on Being Real. We challenge the way that we think so that we can be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus Christ, which is love. It's love, it's love, it's love. You know, I've had a few conversations this week just to start everything off. And this word just kept on coming up. And this word has been intriguing and captivating. And I'm wondering, can you guess what word I'm talking about? This word is what Jesus used to tell many of the truths of the kingdom, even without the people even knowing. You know, if I think about this word, it has been in my life from the very beginning, and it was there before me, it will be there after me, and I have a part to play in it. Romans 10:14, but how will people call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how will they believe in Him on whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher, a messenger? And how will they preach unless they are commissioned and sent for that purpose? Just as it is written and forever remains written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good tidings. Now, I wonder if you can, through that, kind of decipher what word that I've been speaking about this morning that has been really standing out to me. I'll give you one more scripture, see if you can guess it. But they did not all pay attention to the good news of salvation. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So faith comes from hearing what is told, and what is heard comes by and preaching the message concerning Christ. Now, that last little bit, the message concerning Christ, is really kind of where I'm going with this today, because what word has been standing out to me over the past week has been this story. It's a story. You have a story. I have a story. God Himself wrote a story. It's God's story of love. That's what the Bible is. And today is the day of love. And it's all about celebrating love. It's about celebrating who God is. It's about celebrating the story of Jesus, the truth, the reality of the plan that God had. It's only the story of Jesus that has the power to save. It's only a story with Him in it that makes history. Why? Because it's His. It's His story. Man, one of the lines in that song, He gives me a future, holds the future. And I love this because when it comes to the story and the plan that God wrote out, we have a part to play. And He knows the plans that He has for us, the Bible says. Plans to prosper us and give us a future and a hope. In Psalm 139, verse 16, it says, And in your book were all... And in your book were all written the days that were appointed for me, when as yet there was not one of them even taking shape. I love this. I love this. God wrote it out before all time began. He knows it. And I was actually speaking to someone in the car on the way back from Limpopo this weekend. And I said to them, man, I would hate, I would really hate to be in the future and say, wow, I had a great few years with Jesus. Those 10 years that I had, I was really on fire with Him. And but now, you know, things are like really different. Like to look back and say I was on fire. And not like I am on fire, like experiencing Jesus on a daily basis, like writing the story, being part of His story on a daily basis. I mean, I want this. I really, really want this to make sure that I'm in His testimony, that I'm growing His testimony and my testimony. I want to experience the kingdom now and have a fresh story of what Jesus is doing now, because He is working now and we can all walk in it. Every single one of us. It's not just for some people, okay? Every single one of us can. So here's the question to ask yourself right here today on Being Real. What does your story look like? Just think about it. We're going to come back and talk about that. But just hear that question one more time. What does your story look like? Matthew 22 verse 14. For many are called, invited, and summoned, but few are chosen. And I guess the question when I read this is, why? Lord, why are some chosen? Why are, why? What makes it so different? When we were speaking to a bipolar man that was outside of the studio, and he was just sitting on the street there, and we were led just by the Holy Spirit to go and find out, how is he doing? Is he okay? And at the end of that time, I realized how honored I was to be used by God to do something that he got to do, spread love, see God provide for him, take care of him. And at the end, I was just like, Lord, why me? Why is it that I get to do these amazing things for you? Why do I get to see signs, wonders, and miracles? Like yesterday in studio, we were able to see someone with a broken foot, a broken toe, being healed from all pain right here. And it was just like, Lord, why? Why do we get to do this? And my family told me this. My family said, Owen, it's because you said yes. It was your choice. And I love that, you know, because every single one of us has choices that we make every day. And those choices build the story that we choose. We're literally choosing to build the story that we want. And what's amazing is even if we've made choices that are bad, we can choose to make it right. We can choose to believe the scriptures that says that God forgives us of all sin and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And we can choose to believe this fact in Acts 10:34, where Peter said, most certainly I understand now that God is not one to show partiality to people as though Gentiles were excluded from God's blessings. But in every nation, the person who fears God and does what is right by seeking him is acceptable and welcome by him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that there is no partiality. What he does for one, he will surely do for another. The Word of God. It's quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Okay, this is the challenge.
The challenge. The challenge. The challenge.
It's to memorize scripture so that we as believers in Jesus Christ, we're equipped with the weapon of the word to stand our ground in the very moment that we need it. It's like a hammer that breaks into pieces even the most stubborn rock of resistance. And sometimes I feel like, man, there's things that I'm going through that might take a lifetime, but I have to have faith.
Listen, talk about it.
Every Monday and Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. on Being Real with Owen Farley. You are being challenged to change here on Impact 103. Rise to the challenge.
Welcome again to Challenge for Change. This time always motivates me. I'm sitting in here in the studio with Stephen again, and we've been talking even now before the challenge. It's just like, as soon as you get with people and talk about the Word of God and testify and
it
build
ignites
each,
you.
I'm telling you, like, what the heck? You just like feel like, God, thank you so much for your Word.
Yeah.
Because without it, we would literally be in this place of just disaster.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and that's actually what the gospel does naturally. It ignites you once again, and it's like, you know, when you hear what Jesus has done for you, when you hear what you have available to you, when you hear of the power that you have and the authority that you have and this freedom that you have in God, you can't help but be excited by it, bro.
Exactly, like, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so take a look at those scriptures that we've been learning. Okay, James 4:6, Romans 5:17, and Romans 6:6. Okay. Hmm. Tell me, what has been standing out to you in these scriptures so far?
I would say still Romans 6:6. We know that our old unrenewed self was nailed to the cross with him in order that our body of sin might be made ineffective and inactive for evil, that we might no longer be the slaves of sin.
Dude, For me, this scripture is like so potent because it's like a button that was like disengaged.
Yeah.
You know, like you can click buttons here on the controller and it does certain things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like the button that was in our bodies for sin. I mean, read this again, right? Sin, okay, so that the body, which was an instrument for sin, sin used the body as an instrument to do wicked things, right?
Yeah.
But now it has been made inactive.
Sure, ineffective.
It's like the button got turned off.
Sure.
I love that.
The light's been turned off, bro.
Yeah, it's like even if Satan like pushes the button.
Yeah.
You have a choice now to say, wait, I can choose actually not to be affected by him pushing the button. And I guess it comes down honestly to our choice. You know, what are we choosing? Are we allowing the enemy to push the button and we respond?
Exactly.
Or are we saying, no, I believe what the Bible says, that I'm inactive to it.
Yes, and that's exactly what we were talking about before we came on, is that we have the ability and we have actually the responsibility to choose every single day to follow God's word.
Yes.
And one thing that the Bible says is that we need to be renewed. Our minds need to be renewed when we come back to him. That we're no longer the old people that we were. Now, living in God's way, living in God's word, we have to renew our minds. And that's another reason why, like, whenever we do Challenge for Change or whenever we do a declaration of scripture, I always ask myself, there was a book by Simon Sinek called Start With Why.
Okay.
And it mentions that most people know what they do. Some people know how they do it, but the fewest people know why they do what they do. It's like sometimes you carry on a habit from generation to generation and you don't know why you're doing it. Like some people cook a steak a certain way because, you know, I heard the story that someone was, you know, their steak was too big for two grandmothers away's oven. Oh, and okay. She used to cut the ends of the steak off to be able to fit it inside the oven. Now, 2 years, like two generations down the line, obviously with new technology, obviously bigger ovens and stuff like that, they still cut the sides of the steak and put it into the oven.
They do it the same way.
They do it the same way and they don't know why. But now we need to know why we do what we do. It's to be able to change our minds and make a decision every single day to know who we are, know what we have access to, and remind ourselves that we are no longer our old selves, which is why Romans 6:6 is such a big impact for me, because we're no longer who we were. We're no longer the people who do sin naturally.
Yes.
Like we are not naturally, we in our flesh, we naturally sin.
Yeah.
But in Jesus, in Christ, who he's made us, That is not naturally sinful.
I get you.
In Jesus, we are like the perfection of God.
You know, in this Romans 5:17, where it says, those that receive God's overflowing grace and unmerited favor and the free gift of righteousness reign as kings. That word reign has been like on my heart, like as I've been going through these scriptures throughout these weeks. It's like, we have an opportunity to reign as king. And another word that comes to my mind is take dominion, you know?
Sure.
So it's like, I woke up the one morning. I love this because, you know, like sometimes you wake up in the morning and it's like the stillness and the quiet. And all of a sudden you hear the Holy Spirit just whisper to you. But you can hear it so audibly because you're quiet and you're still, you know? So the Holy Spirit said to me, it was just so awesome. He said, God is your contingency plan.
Contingency.
Yeah, it's like if something goes wrong, God is like my number one, you know?
He's the fallback. He's the fallback.
It's like I don't have plan B. And I think that is such an awesome way to live, to know that God's got me. There's no doubt in it. There's no like, plan A is going to fail.
100%.
Plan A will always, always
work.
Always work.
Man.
Because he's God. And if God is for us, who can be against us? And it makes me think specifically what you were saying about sin right now, okay? And it's like, wait, I'm actually, if God is unbeatable and he's my contingency plan, and I'm inactive to sin, I'm unbeatable.
100%.
I'm actually unbeatable. When I face a situation, I have to come there and with this mindset of, I am unbeatable.
Hundreds.
I cannot be touched.
And that's what delving into God's word, reminding yourself, repeating this to yourself, lets you know that is who you are. That is, you are the victor. You are not the victim in your circumstance. You are not under the circumstances in any single way. When you come to a situation, or when you come to, as it says in James, James 4 verse 6, when you meet these evil tendencies, when you meet these situations in life or things that you think that you're not capable of, you are not that old person anymore.
Come on.
You're not that person that can't handle it.
That's
that can't
right.
do certain things. That's now bound to what you were before, what your previous generations were. You are not that person anymore.
Yes.
You are God's child.
Man.
And you are the one with power and authority and ability. That's man. Who you are.
Look at what love does for us, man.
Bro.
Look at what love does actually to be able to take us out of this and set us at a place where we can reign, be unbeatable, like be completely untouched by the enemy. But the fact is, do we believe that what Jesus did on the cross actually applies to our lives? And if we're doubting it, throw that off. Just throw it off. Decide differently. It's like, no, I'm choosing to believe the word. I believe he's going to do what he said. Like yesterday, for example, here in studio with Anne, right? Okay, so for those of you that don't know, Anne had a broken toe. And we got down, prayed for her.
Yeah.
And God completely took away the pain in her foot.
Come on.
Like right there, right then. And it's like, we can live like this. We don't have to keep on holding on to the pain and saying, I'm defined by this.
Yeah.
No, we can step above. We can be unbeatable. And I think this song, Risen King, hopefully he's going to nail it home that God is really risen. He's alive.
Amen.
He's done it. You know, he's taken death. He's taken the keys of death and Hades. And now we can live as resurrected just like in him. So God bless you. And thank you for tuning in for Challenge for Change.
And just like that, our time has actually come to an end here on Being Real. It's been amazing being with you and actually talking about stories, things that frame our very lives. And I want to end with this question. What story do you really want your life to tell? And think about it. Will it last forever? Does it matter to God? Does it have eternal value? Will it encourage someone? Will it wow someone? And even have someone say, I want that to be my story. They look at your life and say, wow, I love that. I want that. And you know, all of this is possible. It's possible. All things are possible for him who believes. So I want to leave you with this scripture, Proverbs 23, verse 7. It says, for as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you think it, you think your life like that, being sold out for Jesus, achieving those goals, it will be done. Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So just remember, keep your relationship with God real, be real, and allow Jesus' love to fill you today on this Valentine's Day. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and God bless.